An early breakup on the Copper River may accelerate salmon moving upstream. Glen Allen area state sport fish biologist Mark Somerville says little ice remains and water levels are unusually low, conditions that may lead to warmer water and trigger early fish migration.
I would anticipate them to be a little bit early just based on what I'm seeing, but don't hold me to that.
Somerville says the first sockeye and king salmon are usually counted moving up the lower Copper River in mid-May. Dip netting at Chitna is scheduled to open June 7th, the earliest it can under state regulations. The popular fishery is coming off a record 2015 harvest of 225,000 fish. It was the first year under an increased bag limit, but Somerville suspects several factors were likely in play.
Something to do with it, but not nearly as much as people might think. Last year, we also had the largest number of fish ever come up the river, 1.3 million fish came past the sonar, so, and we also had excellent fishing conditions.
Somerville says participation was up with about 7,500 people dip netting at Chitna last summer. This year's Copper River salmon run is forecast to be more than 2.5 million fish, the 10th largest on record. The estimate includes 64,000 kings. The Chitna Dip Netters Association holds its annual meeting in Fairbanks tonight. Among agenda items is an update on safety upgrades to the trail between O'Brien and Haley Creeks, a primary access route for dip netters that suffered damage from landslides in past years.